Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Okay, we've made it through week number one in this COVID high school football season, and for a second straight Friday night, the City 11s will travel south. Had to, well, deal with storms, a two-hour delay, and then the New Albany Bulldogs. They didn't get home until 2 in the morning Saturday. Panthers travel to Martinsville Friday night. North goes down to B&L after opening last Friday at Greenwood. Protocols to, well, follow to get used to the rest of the fall. More buses per trip, and as Scott Bless was telling me,
got a bus list, one to a seat, and it'll be the same seating arrangement every time we travel, you know, so you've got that consistency and contact tracing. You know, obviously that's the longest period of time we're all together. Get spread out where we can. Obviously that's a whole lot easier to do out on the field, a little bit easier to do in the locker room, but nearly impossible on a bus.
Scott Bless of Bloomington North. His Cougars beat B&L a year ago 41-7. We'll continue the travel talk with Panther head coach Gabe Johnson in our next report. Thought for the day, the truth of the matter is that you always know the right thing to do. Hard part is doing it. Reds tonight in Milwaukee, pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So, hump day Wednesday already on our midweek weather forecast. Looking at Friday night, scattered thunderstorms. Something that South Panther football coach Gabe Johnson doesn't want to hear, certainly. Not after a two-hour weather delay in that season-opening loss the other night down in New Albany.
Travel like you've never seen it before. It's a whole new ball game within itself, isn't it, Gabe?
It is, Joe. I'm telling you, we got to wear masks on the bus. I put together some seating charts for our kids, and we have to sit one to a seat. Everyone has to be accounted for, and they have to be in the same seat when we come back. You know, there's a lot to think about. And like I said, it seems it's a weird year, and I think not just being the head coach brings on its own set of duties and responsibilities, but you put all the guidelines and all the things that we have to do on top of that. You know, sometimes I get into this and we get ready for practice, and I'm thinking, I don't know how much time I've thought about practice.
Hoping for better results on this road trip Friday night. That's Gabe Johnson, the head coach of the South Panthers, kickoff at 7 o'clock. In week two a year ago, the Arties beat the Panthers 22-6. Reds on the radio tonight at 8 o'clock. Our thought for the day, live truth instead of professing it. Try that on for size. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.